Yay! Go time!
Welcome to the Disney View Podcast. Your host, Dave, loves to talk about the Walt Disney World Resort. Now please move across your row, filling in all the available space. And keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And we ask that there be no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography during the podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. Well, on today's podcast, I wanted to look at a couple of the immersive experiences that Disney offers around its theme parks. Now, as you know, it's all about storytelling. That's tantamount. That's the most important thing that Disney can do. But there are some things where they've added some interactive, immersive experiences where they're kind of fun, and they're free. They're just something that you add on while you're going through the park. So there's two of them that I can think of. One is the new Pirates Adventure in Adventureland over in the Magic Kingdom, and we'll take a look at that one. And then the other one is the Agent P experience over in Epcot, so we'll also take a look at that one.
How are you doing?
All right, how
are
you doing? Sure, why not?
All right. Well, this is a little scavenger hunt through Adventureland.
Okay.
So did you come in with a hard ticket this morning?
Yes.
Okay, if you can scan it right against this starfish, and it's going to be your like playing piece for the game.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
Different symbols to find, and you'll...
All I have to do is find it again.
Thank you.
Where did I put it? There it is. Hey!
Right, so you go right there.
Cool.
So you playing with anyone else?
No,
or just
by myself.
Okay. Click okay.
Yeah, cool.
And it's going to tell you which map to choose.
Okay.
Guardian's Curse.
Okay.
So there's five different maps.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you come back in, you scan the same card. It'll keep track of which ones you've done.
Okay.
So you press OK. And it'll tell you which symbol to look for. So you're looking for the parrot.
Okay.
And it's somewhere in Adventureland.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks. Says, Captain Sparrow, I am indeed... I can indeed delay our fleet's attack on your filthy pirate's haven for a price. The treasure of the Indian Ocean should be adequate. I'm told that it is rather exquisite necklace, and more gullible than men that claim it bears a curse, but I trust that the captain of your expertise will not be frightened away by superstition. If you agree to my terms, send a notification, and I will rendezvous with you with your crew in person. Commander John Evandale, the Royal Navy... And there's a map here that you go through, that you actually take through here to actually get to try to find it. I see. So I'm supposed to go find the parrot, apparently. All right. And my talisman became my park ticket. It's interesting how they did that. How they set that up. Try it this way. This is kind of clever. So it's another interactive game that they're doing. It's not so different than the... Well, it looks like it's not so different from the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. Let's see. Do not touch the treasure chest. That's for the commander. Instead, find the barrel of gunpowder beside the deck cannon. The commander shall leave you a message once he's retrieved our treasure for us. Tap his wax seal with your talisman to make sure it's genuine. I see. Okay. My compass shall point you toward the object you most desire. Press your talisman against the drawing of the compass rose on the tattered map. Danger, go only here if told. Explore the shops for painting ships. You can touch your talisman on the silver coin beneath it. On the handle of Thunderbirds is a carving of a parrot. Press your talisman on the carving to get the attention of the security bird nearby. So where is that exactly? Under there. So it should be up ahead on my right. Some boxes stacked there, and then there should be a talisman on it. Okay, let's go see if that's there and see what it does. All right. So walk up this way. I see there's a couple of boxes stacked here as well. It's clever because you wouldn't notice these boxes unless you were really paying attention. Hopefully I don't have as much trouble with this as I had with the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom where I kept going to the wrong places. But that's just because I'm goofy.
Find the bullseye on your map. Treasures nearby.
All right, there you go. Okay, so it really isn't so different. I tapped the parrot, and it told me to find the bullseye on the map and go after the bullseye next. So we'll go to the bullseye, and we'll see where that is, and we'll see what it does. The bullseye is over, all the way over by the entrance, so we'll get there. Okay. Okay, so I went on and did a few more of the pirate adventure pieces, and I got bored with it kind of quickly, not unlike the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. After a couple of times walking around looking for the little icons to put my talisman in front of, and then getting an answer and being told where to go next, I was like, yeah, it was fun, and the interactive part was pretty cool. There was one where there was some pirates talking to me, and that was pretty cool. But overall, I just kind of said, I don't love it. I mean, it's still fun, just like the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is, but I don't love it. But I had to check it out and see what it was and see if it was any different or there was anything interesting that happened in it because, well, how else would I know? So, you know, all you have to do is go back over by the Pirates of the Caribbean, just kind of come around to the end, make the right like you're heading back toward Frontierland. And there's not much in the way of description on it, but it does say that it's the Pirates Adventure. And if you step up and ask a cast member, they'll tell you what to do and how to get started, just like you heard. And it's, you know, it's good entertainment. I think it's, you know, it's kind of fun, just not something that I love doing. Now, on that note, I was talking to a family that was doing the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. The father and the daughter were enjoying doing it, and the mother was standing there, so I started talking to her for a couple of minutes, and she said she really didn't even understand it. They were just going through and trying to save the kingdom, and they kept going from place to place to place to place, and her daughter was having so much fun that she didn't want to stop her, and the husband, I guess, was having fun, too. They had a plastic bag with all the cards in it, and they were pulling them out and going through them. And I think it was kind of, looked like they were having fun, but I don't know. You know, she didn't even understand it either. So I think there's something, it's good, but it just feels like it's missing something. And I haven't seen a lot of people doing it. I've seen a couple people here and there doing it, but I haven't seen a lot of people doing it, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought there would be more people who were actually doing it, but that's okay. You know, it's to each their own sort of a thing, right? Everybody's going to try what they like to do, and, you know, if they like it, that's great. And if they don't, they'll do something else. Now, as I've said on previous podcasts, and you've heard a couple of times in my trip this time around, looking for hidden Mickeys is way more fun. And there's an app that will let you do that. And where is that app? Oh, yeah, it's in the iTunes store. You can find it on DisneyPodcast.net. It's my own hidden Mickeys app. So it's a little more fun, a little more interactive, and you can have a good time looking for hidden Mickeys all around Walt Disney World, or Disneyland for that matter. And you can share your own. So have some fun with it. I think that's a little more fun and interactive myself, but that's just my personal opinion. Well, that turned out to be a bit of a bust. Let's see how the Agent P experience is and if it's any better. Hi, I know what I want to do today.
Yay!
Okay, yeah. The world?
Yeah, man. It's all good.
Okay, so I just need...
Meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, which agent's gonna go?
What do you need?
I just need any park ticket.
Any park ticket. Yeah. I can do that, I think.
But sure, it's Disney World's park ticket.
Oh, yeah, you did say any.
Any, yes, any.
Sorry. Okay, so you know how this works?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay, so we send you to one country to help Agent P to save the world.
Okay.
The closest missions are France or United Kingdom.
Okay.
After you finish your mission, you can go on another mission or you can just drop the phone.
Okay.
It takes from 25 to 30 minutes to play.
Okay.
So you're ready today now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I heard about it and thought, I gotta try this, just to see how it is.
Yeah, okay. So where do you want to go?
Let's go to the United Kingdom, I think. We'll start there.
Okay. So just like Agent P is for Perry, you want to be Agent?
I want to be Agent P.
Agent P?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is yours. This is your phone. It's a high-tech device. Once you're in the United Kingdom, you have to press this black button here. This is your OK button. And then Carly Major Monogram will tell you everything you need to know.
Okay.
Okay, let's just wait for Perry's face, and then that's it.
Okay, and if I go on, I just go on, or do I come back here, or...?
No, the phone will show you a drop-off okay. box, and you just leave it there, or go on another mission.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye.
Dooby-dooby-doo-wa. Gotta have some fun, right?
Hey, I watched the cartoon. I can't.
There's nothing wrong with watching the cartoon. Obviously, I do too. Could there be any other way? Hello. That was Alice in Wonderland who just tapped me on the shoulder. There's Mary Poppins taking pictures. It's lovely.
Oh my God.
Okay, so conceptually, this is pretty easy. So let's see if this is any easier to play than the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom or the other one. At the Pirates. Show going on at the United Kingdom. And if you've never heard my podcast about that show, I would highly recommend that you listen to it. I actually talk about it. It's in the SAC comedy show that I talk about, the SAC Comedy Lab episode. And I think it's back in episode 15. And you can hear all about this. Agent P's World Showcase Adventure.
Welcome to the team, Agent P. On this dangerous assignment, you'll be armed with just your wits and our field operative notification equipment, or PON.
We can pronounce it PON, sir.
Good call, Carl. You know, this is starting to get kind of technical. Why don't you take over?
All right, Agent. We'll contact you over the phone with the mission instructions, but it's really up to you. Move out of range of the field station, then press the OK button, and I'll fill you in on a few features. Good. OK. If you get stuck, just press the phone's help button. It can give you info, hints, or assistance to finish your mission sooner. If you miss anything, the back button will let you replay a transmission. And the do it again button will let you re-trigger some things. And that's pretty much it.
Great. Now we need your help in the United Kingdom. Head across the pond and we'll be in contact when you arrive. Actually, it does look a bit like a pond, doesn't it?
You think that's funny.
Yes, it does, actually.
Oh, hello, Agent P. Carl, you caught me without my notes, but Doofenshmirtz is in the UK, and I want to say, up to no good. Also, Agent P is on vacation there. Or captured her. Let's check the video feed of his cat carrier.
So I crawled inside to rest. There was a terrible packing mishap. The oxygen got a little thin in the baggage compartment. I blacked out, and here I am. I did not know where Betty went.
Well, I'm sure no one's in a warm-up.
Hey, look at this, guys. A scientist group is seeking the UK's most challenging course for their annual golf tournament.
Actually, I think I'm a little bit more of a champion than the other courses around here myself.
Well, then, I know we're going to do today, sir.
So Mission United Kingdom teed off.
Okay, I'm still having trouble with my swinging. Is it my hips? Should they be more... Oh, well now you're not my golf instructor. You're another secret agent. I already captured Perry the Platypus. It's all part of my latest scheme. Let me tell you about it. See, I'm here for the Evil Scientist Celebrity Pro-Am Golf Tournament. The winner gets a lifetime supply of those spiky golf shoes, which I'm going to use to step all over Perry the Platypus. Diabolical, am I right? The only problem is I don't actually golf, and I have an irrational fear of plaid, which is why I created the Precipitatorinator. It will wash away all of my golfing opponents in a torrential rain, leaving me uncharacteristically successful in sports. Then, once I'm the tournament champion, nothing can save your platypus secret agent friend. Plus, the winner gets their picture on the cover of Evil Golfing Monthly. But, you know, there's nothing to sneeze at.
Great googly moogly, agent. It's worse than I thought.
I don't have
Schwartz is secretly meeting with Fergus McShane from the pro shop. He's the only one with unrestricted access who can replace everyone's golf clubs with the villain's evil ring ones, helping him win the tournament.
Rendezvous is at the local toy store, agent. We need you to pose as McShane, foil the plan, and get Doofenshmirtz's address. Most importantly, though, see if that store has any of those great ancient action figures.
So go to the toy store, draw a fortune, okay.
Shop on Tudor Lane and contact me when you get there.
I need you to replace everyone's golf clubs with my evil magnetic ones to make the ball go all wobbly. Here's the address where you can pick them up. Wait, you're not McShane? Well, then you must now face the miniature master of martial arts.
Sit through
my tedious marketing video. That could do some permanent damage.
Evil in you. Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated. Product marketing highlights.
We've got a dangerous situation here, Agent. Well, two, I guess, if we're counting Doofenshmirtz hitting golf balls in your spectators. The other one is his evil golf cart.
That's right, sir. It's an elaborate vehicle for mounting this massive precipitator in air. And the only way to transport the device onto the golf course. Okay, sensors indicate some kind of device in the upper portion of the shop. Use your phone to do a close-range scan and pinpoint the location.
Fun times. Hi. I'm just having some fun.
All right.
So you get to see this all day?
You missed the shot.
I did, apparently.
Yes. You can put a hand up.
Oh, okay. That makes it better. It makes it more fun when you miss like that. Right. I'll help you get this way out. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to do it again.
Hello, who's there? You know, I'm kind of busy right now. I'm working on an evil plan. I'm not interested in ordering any magazine subscriptions or buying cookies or anything. Unless you have those mint kind, because those are good.
Great. Now that we know how to access Doofenshmirtz's
okay.
Golf game, you can destroy his golf.
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Trigger the charge now.
Pretty cool. All right.
Very cool. Thank you.
Good luck in your mission.
Thanks. I may need it. Lots of people doing this. It's really fun.
Hey, the cliff-winged blue is a butterfly. Doofenshmirtz must have somehow used it to signal his location to the caddy. I've uploaded its mating call to your phone. Trigger it and see what happens.
Some mating call.
Okay, so this hitting balls into holes business is trickier than it looks. But, you know, once I blast all the other guys with my evil device, I'll be the winner! Hey, the platypus, I thought I'd capture you. By capture, I mean detain you in an evil, though clearly ineffective manner until I can return to finish you off. You're too late, fairy the platypus. And victory is sweet! And a little moist.
Cheese and crackers. Agent P is in a tight spot. We've got to do something. Carl?
I've tapped into the controls. You can target the precipitator inator from there, Agent. Okay, this. You're right, honey. I never realized there was a lock so close to our hotel. Hey, there you are, Perry.
Excellent work, Agent P. In fact, keep on like that, there could be a paid position here for you.
But what about my seniority, sir?
We're having a moment here, Carl. Don't spoil it. One more thing, Agent. Carl tells me we're still a little short staffed.
That's right. We could sure use your help on another mission, if you can spare the time.
Okay, I've got to say, that was a bit of fun. I actually enjoyed doing that one. Yeah, I look like a little bit of a geek walking around as an adult doing it, because there's mostly kids, with some parents helping them. But here I was by myself doing it. And I got to tell you, it was really kind of fun. And I was interacting with people, and there were kids asking me for help, and had a cast member suggesting somewhere else to go to make it more fun. It was a good time. It was going to take about, 25-ish minutes to go through the entirety of the UK. So you can imagine with 11 countries, it could take quite a while. It could take several hours to go through all the countries. But it was a lot of fun to go through the country and spend some time. You get to see a little bit more of the country that way that you might not have otherwise caught. So it kind of is worthwhile in a strange sort of a way. But I really enjoyed that, and I would definitely recommend this one. I think my kids would really like it. I'll be bringing them back to play it out, too. Because it really was a good time, and I think they would really enjoy doing it. I would pick another country other than England, since I've already done England, but we could certainly have some fun and just play around with it.
This is going to be the best day ever.
We consider every day a plus to spend it with the platypus. We're always so ecstatic, because it's semi-aquatic. Our ontho wink is an net and us, bring smiles to the both of us. Life's never fuddy-duddy.
One more brush in our teeth.
Ooh, it's better.
Tying our shoes.
Oh, yeah.
It's better. Combing our hair.
It's better.
Like we're a cheese sandwich and he's the cheddar.
Blinking our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So the natural question is, why is an unpaid internship with the OWCA, that's the organization without a cool acronym, and playing along as Agent P, more fun than any of the other interactive experiences? And I think the answer is, and it lies very simply in the fact that Disney really thought this through. They provided a landscape where they took the countries and they added in specific features. You walk up to a store window and the store window looks just right, but they've done something to it to make it a little bit interactive. So, for example, in the case of the England Pavilion that I was at, the UK Pavilion, there's a part there where there's a toy soldier who starts talking to you. Or in the back window where they fill it up with water. Or any other thing that you might see. It's just really immersive and much more fun. And then the track phone you're carrying, this little device, the Fonny, as Major Monogram calls it, you're carrying that around. And they showed little videos on there, and so it's a little bit interactive. They've got a little video that's happening on the device, so they can kind of show the cartoon and some funny scenes that kind of interact with you. So it's not just walking up to a place and watching a movie and then flashing a card at the screen, or just walking up to an area and putting your tag on a little symbol. No. Those are great, and they have some little things that happen when you put your tag on the symbol, but this is much more immersive, and it does something that's much more fun, and that's why I think it's a better experience, and I would definitely do it again. Well, they still do use Sharpies to color the Kidcot Station characters that they put in there. They did add another character, and that's Agent P, so if you're a kid and going around and checking out the Kidcot Stations, you can get an Agent P to color instead of Duffy the Bear. To me, that's a much better choice. So, there we go. One winner, and that would be the Phineas and Ferb Agent P experience. And one loser, that would be the Pirates Adventure. But that's okay. I think it's well worth it if you're coming over to Epcot to do this one. It was just so much fun. And that is my podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. Now, please exit the moving podcast. The walkway is moving at the same speed as your podcast. Kindly take small children by the hand and watch your head and step. If you have questions, thoughts, or would just like to ask Dave a question, please send an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. You can always find Dave's Disney View on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Show notes for this podcast can be found on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. Original music you hear in this podcast is courtesy of Sound A Music. You'll find a link to the latest Disney-related autism awareness event on the show notes page. We also encourage you to check out Dave's iPhone apps. There are a couple of Disney-related apps, including a Hidden Mickeys app and a pin trading app. Show number 148.